You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Taking you through the market action today. So we did finish positive, which is, I suppose, something to be happy about, except we could have finished a little bit stronger had it not been for this pullback that we are seeing in financial resources. Let us get the take from Mia Kruger. She's a director at Kruger International. Mia, thanks so much for joining the show. I mean, it's so interesting to see how the market actually finished off, because while we are positive today, at one stage earlier on, we were a lot stronger. And what happened is the trading day closed, is that we lost steam. What, in your view, is behind the loss of momentum in today's push higher for the JSE?
Good evening, Fifi. It's good to talk to you. Yes, we saw the market open strong, very much in line with what we've seen in Europe. This morning, the companies in the East were slightly softer, especially after we've seen quite a rally in some of those tech stocks just after some sentiment returned to the Chinese market. But overall, the European markets are stronger, and we were very much in line with that. As you explained, resources were much stronger. The resource index closed up just short of 0.9%. And we had Glencore as one of the top companies today, just up 2.5% roughly. But we have now seen the U.S. market open quite a bit lower. It was initially in the green, but has turned and is now currently trading around its worst levels. And that most definitely influenced our market towards the end of the day, along with the fact that we saw some dollar strength coming in this day, and that really influenced the RAND as well as I'm very much sure all our listeners are aware, the fact that stage 6 load shedding is breaking this evening.
Stage 6 load shedding, a bit horrific. But I wonder if at this stage, you as portfolio managers and, you know, the really smart people that manage other people's money are used to load shedding, and you've made all the necessary investment decisions to keep the lights on your portfolios, or if it does cause a headache and a rethink, especially the extent of this load shedding at stage 6 right now. We haven't been here since 2019.
No, obviously this is an area which I'm very passionate about, and I can keep you busy talking about that all evening, because we have actually over the last 2 years at Kruger International invested in the wind farm and the renewable energy, and that's an area that we are actively growing within our portfolio. I'm sure you're aware that it's not something that's widely available to retail investors in South Africa, and we think it's a very important part of securing not only the future of South African business for vitality, but also returns within your portfolio. So that's somewhere where we definitely have hedged our bets so far, and we are very happy with our investment. It has exceeded our expectations, and as I mentioned, it's somewhere we are looking to broaden our exposure.
Yeah, no, it will certainly be interesting to see what happens with that part of your guys' business just as we move further into our just energy transition and renewables become a lot more part of our everyday world. But Mia, the banking stocks, even in yesterday's strong session, we did see a bit of pressure coming to the banking stocks, and we have the same pressure filtering through today. And some people do say that it's reflecting the concerns around the slowdown in growth, or perhaps even recession, just based on what will be needed in terms of interest rate hikes to reduce inflation right now. What's your take on why banks are feeling pain?
Yes, well, Fifi, many of the investment managers have used the banks as quite a successful hedge over the last couple of months, as we've seen some weakness in the markets, and that has really been beneficial to portfolios. But those shares have, as you say, come under pressure lately and has sort of moved sideways from the highs that we've seen. We know that these shares are very sensitive to increases in interest rates. Normally, that's the time when they are able to make more money and give out more loans. But the South African consumer is under some immense pressure, and we're also not seeing a big increase in investment from the corporate side. So there are a couple of very important aspects missing from this equation to make it a profitable sector for the shorter duration of this year. So something to keep your eye on, but at this stage, I think it's purely market movement, and it's a bet off from financials, as you see, the bet on coming into resources.
Sure. So, I mean, just the consumer that you touched on being under pressure, it's interesting to also see from Sun International that notwithstanding the challenges that consumers are going through right now with the cost of living rising, they're still holidaying, it would seem. They're still visiting casinos and they're doing it a lot more than they were previously because of the lockdowns. They're still placing bets, and this is turning out to be a good story for Sun International, one of the hardest hit sectors from the pandemic. What's your take on the recovery that is happening in travel and hospitality stocks? And is this a company that interests you?
Well, Fifi, I think you touched on a couple of important elements there. Firstly, Sun International is a company with a very strong balance sheet, and they've really weathered the storm. They've come out on the other side with actually less debt than they had before going into COVID. So they've strengthened their business. They've really gotten rid of redundancies, and they are looking very upbeat when we read their trading updates and their performance reviews. They are actually talking about spending quite a bit of money in developing further the Sun Vacation Club, and they are going to spend close to R1 billion over the next 2 years into that area of the business. So they are seeing an uptick. I mean, even on the numbers, we've seen them report stronger numbers. They're nearly at 90% of the earnings that they were before going into COVID, but that is not quite there yet. We have seen travel to South Africa start to increase again, but nowhere close to the levels that we have seen. So if you can weather the storm and benefit from a stronger balance sheet, there is definitely upside potential for you as a business. On the casino side, we most definitely saw an increase in gambling going into COVID. A lot of people spend time at home. And now, of course, with people having less expendable income at the end of the month, we also see a bit of an uptick in the gambling from that. And it shows when you look at the Sun Bet component of this business, which is the fastest growing part of the Sun International business. This part of the business is their online betting and gaming side, and it's grown over 40% year to date. So that is a very strong focus area for them for growth, and it seems to be much in line with what we've seen globally.
All right. Yeah, with companies like Airbnb doing well just as a result of people wanting to holiday again after the lockdowns. Mia, you were talking about strong balance sheets, and a announcement came out from the is it a motor company? Motus, like they sell cars and they retail quite a number of cars and move quite a number of vehicles around. So they are saying that they're looking to buy a business, an all cash transaction, they are saying, in the aftercare car market. And I'm interested in your take on a player like Motus, and who do you think they are buying, and where are they likely buying this business?
Yes, again, this is a strong South African business that's been around for many years. They have, as we know now, as you mentioned, they are looking to enter into this after service market. This is a market with, along with the secondhand motor market, that has performed particularly well in South Africa. And these types of markets perform well in developing countries like South Africa and in Africa. So we think it's a good extension of the business for them. And how they will be doing that and who they will be buying, I don't have all the details yet, but this is definitely something worth watching.
Strike news, or perhaps no strike anymore, regarding Impala Platinum. Implats reaching a five-year wage deal with AMCU workers. Is this a positive, or are there still lingering concerns around the labor situation at Implats? I think NUMSA is still on strike there, and I just wonder how significant of an announcement the fact that AMCU's strike is put to bed, given the wage deal there. How significant is it if NUMSA is still not happy with its employer presently?
Well, we saw that NUMSA had signed a wage deal, a five-year wage deal today of 6.5%, which is in line, much in line with the, yes, with the inflation that we see in the platinum or PGM sector of the market. We think this is a great opportunity that they've utilized. They actually signed this deal before the end of the previous agreement, and this agreement will be effective from the coming month. So that is very positive. They also said they had good negotiations, but didn't need to use mediation. And I mean, with what we have gotten used to in the mining sector in South Africa, this clearly is a breath of fresh air. Most of these companies I refer to Amplats, which have signed a five-year deal in May, and then Northam, who signed a five-year deal also in the area of 6.5% last year, definitely leading the pack. We've seen a very bad industrial action at the Sibanye-Stillwater with the gold negotiations over the last month. And it doesn't seem like the company is very upbeat about the coming wage negotiation in the PGM or the platinum group nickels side. So we'll have to watch this. It would be really beneficial for workers as well as for the companies if they could reach these deals sooner rather than later, because the unfortunate reality is that mostly these industrial actions and strikes are mostly damaging to the workers and their income more so than to the company.
All right. Mia, I agree with you there. Thanks so much for your time, though. We'll leave it there. Mia Kruger, Director at Kruger International.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.